I'm Alex Shanholzer from Martinsburg, West Virginia. I am a senior at Shepherd University in the Public History Department.
I am Susan Crow. I live in Hagerstown, Maryland. I attend Shepherd University, and I'm also a senior, and my major is historic preservation.
And you are both working here at the Bell Boyd House this summer?
Yes.
It's part of our 400-hour internship for our major.
What kinds of things have you been doing here?
Well, aside from the exhibit, we've done a lot with cataloging in the storage building using the Past Perfect software. And just kind of generally cleaning up all the storage and stuff like that.
We've also done inventory of the Berkeley County Historic Society's object collection. And on Thursdays and Fridays, we've also helped out in the research archive building.
And you mentioned you also help paint and stuff?
Yeah, in preparation for the exhibit, we redid the room by painting and pulling out old objects and to replace them with new objects.
Explain what exhibit you're working on.
Our exhibit focuses on the home front in Berkeley County during World War I and World War II and the interwar period. A lot of industry in the area, the interwoven factory, and just kind of what life was like outside of, you know, the history books, so to speak.
Yeah, it focuses on Berkeley County in general, what everyday life was from the Victory Gardens to the workers and what they were doing, such as collecting scraps and their rationing.
So what did you two have to do to prepare to do this exhibit?
We've done lots of research. We researched the archives, the internet, and we've also done the hard work, the backbone work of putting together the room, such as the painting and preparing the objects to be on display.
We've spent a lot of time in the Berkeley County Historical Society's vault in the archives. A lot of primary sources, such as newspapers, a lot of times flipping through the microfilm. And so veterans, things like that. So a lot of going through documents and, you know, learning the era here in Berkeley County.
Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah. We're both history majors, so this is the kind of stuff we like to get into. And Susan is very well-versed in newspaper microfilm and things like that, so she's always digging through stuff like that. But, yeah, this is what we love to do. It's kind of like being a detective, and you're rummaging through history. It's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah, I totally enjoy it. It's something that I've been able to bring up in conversations with my family to learn from firsthand experiences what they went through, and so it drew the whole picture for me.
What is the most surprising thing you learned in putting this exhibit together about this area during the war?
There was actually two things. The four theaters within Martinsburg was surprising, and then actually the memorial that we've put together, the amount of veterans that were killed in action during World War I and World War II just from Berkeley County.
For me, it's definitely King's Daughters Hospital. I honestly didn't know that's what that old stone building was down there, and I've lived here for 21 years. To see it as a training school during that period of time and the nurses that were involved in the wars, that was pretty surprising to me. I didn't know that it existed, to be honest.
Do either of you want to take me to a part of the exhibit and talk about it at all? Or?
Well, that's my baby.
Oh, let's see your baby.
Initially, I had this idea for a home scene, and I mentioned to Carol that I would love a radio or something like that, and she says, well, I'm pretty sure we have this Victrola. And lo and behold, over in the storage unit is this beauty. And so I immediately, we luckily had 78s, we had records. And so we didn't know how to initially work it. Watched some YouTube videos, did some research, went online, talked to some people. I ended up calling a Victrola repair service in Vermont. Figured out how to crank it, get the rod in there right, and actually, it plays music.
What are you trying to convey here?
What home looked like. Our mother is in period attire with her dress and apron. And on the table, if people notice, we have a very old camera from the 20s. So it kind of spans a few years. It's kind of, you know, they would have reused things like that. The safe steel, the hairpins, and, you know, the outfits period. And we wanted to just convey home life.
What about you? Where's yours?
Well, I kind of like everything in here, but I'm really excited to see how our centerpiece goes because we're gearing it towards younger but everybody can get in on it. It's going to be our hands-on center. We have like a ration center where people can see what you had to get with rations, and we have two menus, and it's limited what you could buy and how they encouraged Victory Gardens during that time. And on the other side is a recycle center, basically, where we have like a match game where we have paper bags, paper clips, we're going to have stockings and rubber bands, and you're going to match them to what maybe they would have been used for towards wartime efforts, or such as gas masks and parachutes and weapons. So I'm really excited to see how everybody takes to this, because we're trying to get the museum to go more hands-on.